Nowadays, online marketing is a huge business. It's a fact that 24/7, 365 days a year, and for one extra day every 4 years, there are thousands of people all over the world trying to generate an income from the internet. However, one thing about making money online that you should understand is that there are many different ways of generating cash through the net. Some online money-making strategies are very well known, while other net-based business concepts are far less familiar. Blog flipping for easy cash is going to focus on one of these less well-known money-making business ideas, because flipping blogs for cash represents a terrific opportunity that very few people are taking advantage of. Fortunately, this is a good thing for you, because it means that the competition in the market is relatively light at the moment, making it far easier for you to generate a handsome income by flipping blogs. So, without any more preamble, let's get started by examining what flipping blogs is all about. The concept of flipping is one that has been bequeathed to the online marketing industry by the real estate business. In the real estate business, the concept of flipping property is that you buy a rundown residence or office building, then you renovate it and immediately sell it for profit. In other words, the property was bought solely and exclusively for the purpose of renovating and selling it at an immediate profit, rather than using it as a residence or an office. The main difference is that whilst in the real property world, you would almost always buy a derelict property for renovation, when you're flipping blogs or sites, it's often easier to create the site yourself from scratch. While it's possible to find sites that already exist, improve them, and then sell them on at a premium, having the ability to recognize sites which can be improved and sold is an acquired skill. In many ways, therefore, learning how to create a blog and flipping it from the very beginning of the process serves two purposes. In the first place, it enables you to generate an attractive income from your blog flipping activities very quickly from a standing start. At the same time, it also provides the education that you need to become someone who can flip blogs for thousands of dollars a time with little or no work from buying and selling existing sites. What you're going to do is build a content-rich, niche-targeted blog. You're going to retain it for a period of time during which you'll build up the income that your blog is generating before selling it as and when appropriate. This works because there's always a sometimes surprisingly high level of demand in the market for proven money makers, and blogs that have a track record of generating cash can sell for hundreds or sometimes thousands of dollars. All the details of how this works will gradually unfold as you watch these videos, but this is the basic concept in a nutshell. Okay, so to start at the beginning, the first thing that you need to do is to build your niche targeted blog. And before you can do that, you need to find a market niche in which to build your site. To start with, it's essential to understand what a niche market is. Luckily, this is nowhere as difficult as you might imagine. In online marketing terms, a niche, or niche as some people pronounce it, is a small subsector of a market or industry wherein there are plenty of people who are searching for information with a relatively limited degree of competition. For example, if you were thinking of building a blog that is somehow focused on dogs because you happen to know something about them, building your blog with a focus on dogs in general is not marketing at a niche level. Dogs, as a generic term, represents a market or an industry. At this level, it will be extremely difficult to drive targeted visitors to your site if you focused your promotional efforts on the single word dogs. This should be clear from this Google search. 152 million competing results would make it impossibly tough to send targeted traffic, in other words, visitors who are already interested in dog-related matters, to your blog. Hence, there would be no way of generating income from it, and without an income, you have nothing to sell when you flip the blog. But you still want to create a blog that's somehow related to dogs, so you must narrow down your search. How about researching competition levels for dog training? Well, that's better, but it still represents far too much competition because you're looking for a term that describes a market sector where there are less than 30,000 competing Google results when you search for an exact match by enclosing the term in inverted commas. At this level, you're starting to see a niche, and it will be relatively easy to dominate the Google search results for that term. This in turn means that Google will send targeted visitors to your site. It's these targeted visitors from whom you will generate the income that enables you to flip this blog a little further down the line. Do not lose sight of the fact that the purpose of building this blog is to sell it. Whether you're particularly interested in the market niche on which a blog is focused is therefore fairly irrelevant, because you're only going to keep it for a relatively short period of time anyway. However, for the purposes of illustration, we'll continue with the dog training example. From the previous Google search result, it should be obvious that you need to narrow down your topic still further. Okay, here's an example of a term that you could definitely use as the subject of your blog based on the competition levels. This is exactly the kind of result that you're seeking for several reasons. Firstly, the immediate competition is fairly thin, with just over 10,000 results indexed by Google. This looks good, but I would run one further check by confirming the Google page rank of most of the competition that appears near the top of the results page. This helps to confirm that achieving a top search result is not going to be too difficult, because if the top results returned by Google have a page rank of 4 out of 10 or less, the chances that you can achieve a top 3 search ranking fairly quickly are excellent. There are several ways you can check page rank quickly and easily, and I suggest you do a search in Google for these tools. My favorite one is the SEO Chat Page Rank Search tool, because you can search using the same keyword phrase that you've just researched, and it will return page rank for all of the individual results at the same time. And here's a search I did earlier using that tool. You can see you have three pages with a page rank of 4 out of 10, after which the competition levels start to fall away. This means that getting your blog near to the top of the Google search results page is not going to be too difficult. Now, what we've just done is begin at a market level and continually narrow things down to a niche market level where you can build a blog that you can monetize and flip. This is the essence of finding a profitable niche. Start on a macro level before drilling down to find specific sectors of that market where competition levels are not too high and therefore are beatable. Apart from the competition levels, another thing that you can learn from the search results pages is whether there is money being spent in the market into which you're thinking about making an entry. You spot this from the number of advertisers who are willing to pay Google to feature their advertising on the appropriate results page. Now, from the results page I have here, you can see that there are advertisements featured at both the top left-hand corner of the screen and on the right-hand side of the screen as well. You're not going to promote your blog using paid advertising resources like Google AdWords, but seeing other people advertise indicates money being spent in the market. One final advantage of getting into the dog training problems niche is the fact that the best blogs are always those that focus on providing answers or solving problems. The very nature of this search term indicates that people who have dog training problems are people who own a troublesome dog, people who need solutions which they are probably willing to pay for. This is therefore a potentially very profitable niche to target as well. When your primary interest in building a blog is to flip it later, it's important to focus on how much money a blog can make reasonably quickly. The most common practice is to sell blogs and websites for a price that represents a multiple of its present earnings capacity. Hence, it's important to establish at this early stage whether building a blog based on the niche that you have discovered is realistically going to generate enough income to justify doing so. Now, there are many different ways of monetizing a blog site, and the easiest way of making money from a blog that you just plan to flip is to feature paid advertising on your site, namely Google AdSense. While this is not necessarily a strategy that will generate maximum income levels over the longer term, this isn't particularly important in this particular case. Now, in case you're not familiar with AdSense and AdWords, let's have another look at the previous screenshot that I showed you a bit earlier. All of the adverts on the search page are placed there through the AdSense program. What you're going to do is add similar targeted advertising materials to your blog. The way that AdSense works is that every time a blog visitor clicks on an advert on your page, you get paid. It's therefore important at this stage to get some idea of how much you're going to get paid for each click, as this depends on the keyword term that you're using. One quick way of doing this is to use the free SpyFu utility, which you can access here at spyfu.com. And by using a keyword term, you can discover from SpyFu the upper and lower levels that advertisers are bidding for any term that you're interested in. Adverts on the Google search page are placed there through the sister program to AdSense, which is AdWords. The AdWords system auctions positions on the page, and the more an advertiser is willing to pay for their ad, the more prominently they will feature. For example, for a slot on the dog training problems results page, SpyFu indicates that an advertiser will have to bid somewhere between 74 cents and $2.76 a click. Now, as a general rule, I would recommend avoiding any term where the lowest bids are under 50 cents or where the higher figure is less than a dollar. Of course, these limits are not cast in stone, but as these limits dictate how much you get paid per click on your blog advertising, I wouldn't recommend going much below these levels. Here, the upper and lower cost per click are both well in excess of our stated minimums. We can therefore move on to the next stage of the research process with confidence. So how easy is it going to be to drive targeted traffic? In online marketing, the number one skill that you must acquire is the ability to find appropriate keyword terms. These are words or phrases that people use to search for the information that they're seeking. When you have a site or blog that offers information, it's your job to make sure that any searcher who's looking for the kind of information that you offer finds your site details and visits as a consequence of doing so. The phrase dog training problems is a good example. One of the main reasons for choosing this particular niche description is that by using the phrase, both on your blog and in your external marketing materials, you stand a reasonable chance of gaining a high natural Google search ranking. The ability to do this is highly important to the success of your business. According to the latest statistics from Google, almost 80% of net searchers will follow one of the first four natural search results on the first Google page before they follow any other link to find the information they need. Consequently, your first priority is to find appropriate keyword phrases where low competition levels should make it relatively easy to achieve this. By acquiring a top results page slot, you drive targeted traffic to your blog. This in turn means that you can generate the income that enables you to flip the site as soon as income levels justify doing so. When you create a blog that you're going to flip, you're going to include niche targeted content materials like articles, videos, audio materials, and so on. All of these will focus on different aspects of dog training problems. In your articles, you use a keyword term to indicate to the search engines what you're talking about. However, this does not mean that you can add 10 or 20 articles that are all focused on the single phrase dog training problems. Furthermore, if you did so, it would make your site extremely boring for your human visitors who want to learn more about how to handle dog training problems. If your blog is boring, it's much less likely that visitors will return on a regular basis, which damages your ability to generate the income you need. From this, it follows that you need more than one dog training problems related keyword phrase to make the blog flipping business model work. In fact, what you really need are 10 to 20 keyword phrases that you can use on your blog. And you need a similar number that you can use in external promotional materials. Now, this doesn't mean that there can't be any crossover from one to the other, because there's no reason why you cannot use the same keyword phrase on your site and in your promotional materials. When you do so, however, the articles on your blog and in your marketing materials must be completely different. Using the same content in both ways is not something that Google and the other search engines really approve of. Nevertheless, with a collection of 30 or 40 low-competition, niche-targeted keyword terms, you have plenty to enable you to launch and then flip your dog training problems blog. There are a couple of free tools that you can use to undertake the necessary research to build your keyword list, and the first one of these is the free Word Tracker keyword research tool, which you can access here at freekeywords.wordtracker.com. And this is a well-established favorite amongst the online marketing industry. You should not, however, ignore the fact that there is a paid version of the Word Tracker keyword research tool, and it's infinitely more powerful and flexible than the free version. Furthermore, there is a 7-day free trial available, which I would highly recommend you use. You can undertake an awful lot of advanced keyword research if you work flat out researching several niches for 7 days. For the time being, however, we're going to use the free Word Tracker tool to research the dog training market in more depth. So what I'm going to do is type here dog training and then click here on search, or you can just press enter. And we can see here are the results, or the first 10 results anyway. And this tool produces a list of the top 100 terms or phrases that people use to search for information on Google every day. Now, according to a Word Tracker, there are just over 1,100 searches for dog training every day. Now, most experts believe, though, that there are considerably more searches than that the Word Tracker search tool does tend to sort of err on the side of caution. Now, as you might expect, the most popular phrase is dog training, because it's included in every other keyword phrase in the results table, followed by training your dog to sit, and so on. Let's have a look at this one here, training your dog to sit. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to open a new window and then do a search in Google, in quotes. Now, this is over our 30,000 ideal threshold. You can see it's 48,800 results. So I probably wouldn't use this particular one. So I would go back through the list and check each one to see that we get a result that is under 30,000 results. Anything with about 30,000 results is going to have the ability to send around 6,000 visitors to your blog every month. So what you would need to do now is to just simply go through the Word Tracker results table and compare the competition levels for every dog training related phrase listed in exactly the same way that I've just done it here. As you can see, the free version of Word Tracker is extremely powerful, but it's limited in that you can only see the top 100 results, and this can sometimes make it difficult to add a sufficient number of low competition keywords to your list in certain niches. Consequently, if you've not managed to find 30 or 40 keyword phrases from Word Tracker, the other tool to use is Google's own free keyword research utility. This produces a long list of keyword terms, the top of which looks like this. From this table, you can see which terms are popular with advertisers, together with monthly search volumes. Unfortunately, what Google do not present you with are the competition levels, meaning that you have to do the job manually once again. So take each term and run a competition search in exactly the same way as you were doing with the Word Tracker keywords. On the other hand, it's well worth the effort, as you'll uncover some other highly appropriate keyword phrases to use in your attempts to push the blog that you're soon going to launch into a profitable position. Okay, let's just recap on what we've covered. So far, you've discovered a niche that you can dominate within an incredibly popular market and established that there is money to be made by building a blog focused on this niche. The primary term that describes the niche is one where competition levels are acceptable, and you've built a list of 30 or 40 keyword phrases with which you can drive targeted visitors to your blog. That's the first stage of your research complete, so now it's time to move on. And we'll do that in the next video.